Now, it's a horrifying thought, but nearly 4 months after Typhoon Haiyan hit in the Philippines, the bodies of the dead are still turning up nearly every day. It's hard to imagine what that's like, but one thing is for sure, it makes it really hard for people to put the storm behind them. So now a team of American cadaver dogs and their trainers is in Tacloban to do a final sweep of the hard-hit city. Reporter Aurora Almendral joined them on a search.
Hey.
We're walking through mud and brush along the shore in Tacloban. You can see wrecked cars still out in the bay. In the sand are broken trees and household stuff. Pillows, shaving cream, dolls' heads, right, tablecloths.
I know you remember what to do. That's ready. Ready? Go find it.
That's Jim Houck with his black lab, Patella. Houck is a firefighter from Denver, and it's his third time in Tacloban since the storm. He and Patella specialize in finding human remains after disasters. This neighborhood...
Barangay 88 has the longest list of missing persons on it, and so we wanted to come start here and see what we can maybe put a dent in that list for people.
Patella is splashing in the water and sniffing around. Houck says when the storm surge came through here, it washed over the entire peninsula, sweeping thousands of people a mile and a half over the bay and into downtown Tacloban. When the water pulled back, it brought with it dead bodies. Months later, some of them may still be tangled in tree roots or tucked into the coves of the beach.
Oh, I know, she's not.
Houck puts a lot of work into training Patella so she can dive right into a disaster zone.
Not around that point, is it?
Cadaver dogs like her can maneuver through the destruction.
Climb underneath a collapsed building, climb into the rubble, into a void, climb a ladder.
They can sniff out the bodies swept into the bay.
I know of dogs that have located remains under 40 feet of water.
And they can smell the difference between a dead pig or chicken under the rubble or a human body. Houck says these dogs can even find human remains more than a century old.
Wait, they can smell out a body that died in like 1802?
Yeah. There's dogs that are trained for that. It is. It's good.
But every job brings its own challenges. Immediately after the disaster in Tacloban, the entire city smelled of death. Houck said it was confusing for Patella.
Well, here, it wasn't a single body. A lot of times, as we spoke, there was more than one. And that was something new for her. It took her a day or two to get over that overwhelming scent and be able to continue to work. So it's constantly learning.
So how many have Patella and the other dogs found?
I don't keep track. I don't count. There's a lot.
Doing this job, he comes into contact with hundreds of bodies in every state of decomposition. Houck says he gets through it by remembering that each time they find remains, they're helping with the recovery effort.
And there's also the emotional side of, like I said, the 6-year-old and the 8-year-old, you know, out playing with the ball, go to chase the ball and come across, you know, a set of remains.
But mostly, it's for the survivors. Joel Aradana lives in this seaside neighborhood. He was separated from his wife and 2 children during the storm and never saw them again. You might think that 4 months after a disaster like this, a person would start to accept that their missing loved ones have died. But it doesn't always work that way. Of course, I'm longing for them, he says. I haven't lost hope that they'll return. He believes that at least one of them must still be alive. Aradana doesn't feel much like talking and sits back down on his hammock. But his uncle Mansueto tells me he's happy to know that the cadaver dogs are out there, searching. Mansueto says if they can be found or retrieved, that would already be a big deal. It's for this reason that Houck is volunteering a month of his time, leaving his wife and kids behind in Denver, to give people like Aradana some certainty, some relief from the unknown.
There's always that hope. Even if there's just a little chance that somebody may be alive, and if we can help those people move on, all the other devastation they're going to have to deal with in their lives being affected by this typhoon, to take that one more thing away and let them move on from that would be, you know, definitely helpful.
That's a bark alert. Bibi, one of the other cadaver dogs, has picked up a scent. It's down a steep embankment in the roots of a mangrove tree. They mark the spot on their GPS and with a piece of neon yellow tape. Later, Tacloban's fire department will get out their boats to retrieve the remains. And one survivor will be a step closer to finding closure.
Patella, you ready?
Go find.
For the world, I'm Aurora Almendral, Tacloban.